crack and cocaine to get high.
What was that?
First of all, I nailed that transition, I have to say. But
yeah, well done, Fast Fingers.
You haven't heard that. Is that what you're telling me?
No, but goddamn, it was funky.
Okay. That is a TikTok trending sound, okay? You know about like how TikTok works, right?
Yeah, there's like a few songs that are popular every so often.
Yeah, and then everybody makes, you know, a TikTok to that sound.
So okay? Those lyrics go
yes
with all the time?
Yes.
Like it's not just the beat and that guy like rapped his own.
No, those lyrics are from the original recording of the song.
Okay.
Anyway, people make fun TikToks about, you know, random things with the using crack and cocaine to get high, that clip. Okay. I did some research about where that sound comes from. It is from a McGruff the Crime Dog album that is just chock full of gold.
Of bangers?
They're all bangers. Every single one of them is a banger. And I'm going to play them throughout this episode, I think. Do you want to hear more?
Yeah, hit me with a little more of that one.
Really insane. You could die. What are you thinking of? Because nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind it. And sooner or later, you're burning your brain.
That's it. That's it. That's good, right?
Amazing. isn't the McGruff the Crime Dog like voiced by someone well known?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in my research, but
it's not like early H. John Benjamin or something.
I don't think it's H. John Benjamin. This was recorded in 1986. And it was distributed on a cassette, and there's like, you know, tons of bootlegs of it, but it's on YouTube. That's where I'm getting these clips from.
Okay. Were you exposed to It's McGruff, right?
Yes.
Were you exposed to McGruff as a kid? Like,
not
were they
really.
They still airing them? Because I remember it.
I remember McGruff like as a character, but I don't think I like saw much of him. Like, he didn't come to my school or anything.
No, that's what I was hoping.
Did he come to yours?
I feel like he may have been wheeled in on a VCR tape at some point.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So VCR I don't
tape,
know.
VHS tape.
Look at you.
Why did we call them VCRs, but the tapes were VHS?
Video cassette recorder.
But they didn't record usually. Well, I mean, their main purpose.
That's what
I guess they did.
Yeah.
Their main purpose was to play, though. What's VHS stand for?
That I don't know. Do you know? Are you quizzing me? Or
variable. High fidelity.
What is high
storage?
That's probably not far off. I'm not gonna look it up though.
Yeah, we don't cover actual facts on this show. Only the subjective.
Okay, so this album goes hard against drugs, of course, right? It's McGruff.
I already want to do crack and cocaine from that first.
Okay.
If you just cut it off of that first half of the verse, I'd be like, yeah, sign me up.
I 100% hear you, but listen to what comes next.
Just a snort or a smoke in your greed. That's all you care about.
That's all you fucking care about.
But your life is a joke.
No!
And you need someone to help you out.
But your life is a joke. Is an actual lyric.
Just a sniff or a smoke.
I have another McGruff clip for you. Can I play it?
Yeah.
Never try marijuana. Don't try it at all. It's a lie. It's like beating your head on a...
Wow. That goes hard. It's like Highway to the Danger Zone meets Never Ending Story meets.
I think it cut off, but the line is
Huey Lewis.
It's like beating your head on a wall. Oh my God. This, I'm telling you, this album is it, like, the music is pretty decent, right?
Have you looked into who wrote it and produced it?
No, I should have done more research. I was honestly, I was too busy scrubbing through the whole thing for gems.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kenny Loggins was involved.
Yeah.
Or who did Eye of the Tiger? Survivor?
Is that the name of the band?
I think so.
Huh.
Okay, how do you hold your fork?
My fork? Okay.
Okay, first of all, do you hold it in your left hand and cut with the knife with your right hand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you hold the fork upside down and then put the food in your mouth with the fork, like tines pointing down? Or do you flip it around and...
So I think the proper manners is to switch hands back, right?
What, really?
To do the biting?
I've never...
I don't know.
...heard or seen that done. How do you... Do you have a thing in each hand?
You throw it hand to hand.
That's, you basically juggle cutlery all throughout the meal.
I don't know. Manners are... There's weird rules for manners, and I don't know what's like, quote-unquote, right. If I'm trying to be polite, I think I just eat it with the upside down tines, like off of the cutting
fork. That's the way that seems the most proper to me, the most dainty.
Right. Yeah.
Fork upside down. But then I definitely put the fork in to the outer edge of what I'm cutting upside down.
Yeah.
So that makes the most sense. It's like one motion. You're not like reorienting the fork. Yes. As it comes to your mouth.
Yes. Yes. But there's a lot of dumb like manners rules that I don't remember. Like, I'm glad I don't have to go to like formal dinners very often, because I don't know all the rules anymore.
Are those even things anymore?
Formal dinners don't exist. I'm sure they do for like, you know, big wigs.
I hope I never have to go to one.
Don't worry. You're not important enough. You never will.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I've never had to work outside in, like they say, to do with cutlery.
Really? Never?
If there's that many options, you've already fucked up something else. You shouldn't be there in the first place.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Multiple forks and spoons?
Yeah, fork order is the least of your worries at that point.
Do you like tuck your napkin into your belt?
Into your belt. Is that a thing?
I'm just saying maybe you don't know, so yeah, that's what you do.
I take each corner into one pocket. I've once in my life tucked my napkin into my shirt.
Right.
In like a really sloppy lobster dipping situation. It might have been at Red Lobster.
That's like not cool though, right? You're just supposed to put it on your lap. That's the rule?
Yeah, you put it on. In the fanciest I've ever done is fold in half, lay across legs.
Yeah.
And then inevitably it falls either between to one side. I'm like, this is the worst system.
Oh my God. Every time. I leave every restaurant with the napkin under the table.
Because
I'm not going down to get it after it falls off, which is, like you said, completely inevitable.
They should make all pants made of the soft side of Velcro and all napkins made of the hooky side of Velcro. I guess that wouldn't be very comfortable to actually wipe your face with. Maybe the other way around.
So you want everyone's, all formal pants have like, we should, okay, I'm starting to like this. There's like a little patch.
Yeah.
Of Velcro.
Napkin zones.
Not the whole pant is the hooky stuff. Just a little patch on the knee.
It could be multi-purpose too. Like we should just get in the habit of sticking things to our thighs.
Yeah. Like on a work site, you stick your hammer there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds great.
What you got?
Oh, I got more McGruff for you.
Learn a lesson so true. There's danger in inhale. sniffing, hailing.
Breathing down. Laziest writing.
Don't you know inhalants really can kill?
He's got the children, the choir.
The children choir. It's clutch.
Oh, I can't not picture him in the studio. It's like, all right, McGruff, we're going to have to go again. Really, want some more rasp when you say inhalants. You're sounding too much out of character there. We'll never do inhalants.
I have had these songs stuck in my head all day, every single one of them. It's really going to stick with me. I think they really reached me, you know?
What happened to inhalants, by the way?
I was thinking that too.
I've never had the opportunity to do inhalants.
Okay, well, that song goes on to like list cleaners under the sink.
Oh my God. It's perfect. Like, this is like an instructional guide for all drugs. A snort or a smoke. Oh, that's how you do crack. Oh.
Okay, that's actually a good point. Like, I learned a lot about how to do drugs from the people that did come to my school and give presentation, and like which drugs are which. Is that the way to stop it? Because I did feel like I was just being educated on.
Yeah, that's a good point. They say the more education, the better. But yeah, I always remember the two cops that came into our classroom, and they just had a briefcase of like every drug.
Yeah, same.
He just opened it up and was like, look at all this good stuff. We got crack rocks. They showed us a cigarette with like a strip of hash oil down it.
Whoa, nice.
I was like, what? Wait, you're gonna get it. It's a cigarette, but it's drugs now?
Okay, kids, now we're going to teach you how to make a pipe out of an apple. Does everybody have their apples?
That's a Montessori technique. For sure.
No, Montessori, they just leave you in the room with the drugs and the apple. And you only graduate when you figure it out.
There's no wrong way to get high, kids. Oh, man.
Hey, open up your eyes. You've got to see. Alcohol fills your world with lies. Listen to me.
This guy has no...
It's so good when you're drinking. It won't show you the way.
This song has so much potential. There's like a six session guitar player at the start.
I know.
This is like, this could have been an Eagles song. And then.
Is the guitar not kind of sweet at the beginning?
Yeah. I got to find out who it is.
Yeah. We need to look up the credits on this album for sure. We need to get them back together, actually, I think.
I would totally listen to this album with a different singer.
I mean, I listen to it with him. I'm loving it.
Yeah, maybe he just needs to grow on me.
Honestly, non-ironically, I will be playing it for a while. I wish it was on Spotify, but it's just on YouTube. I want McGruff's estate to take my money so that I can have a digital copy of this album. Let's continue the McGruff's Smart Kids album track list. Number 3, Marijuana. You heard that one. Number 4, Inhalants, classic. Track number 5 is the one that got us on this, the one that's famous on TikTok, but it's not called Crack and Cocaine. It's called Cocaine and Crack.
Working title.
Parentheses.
Okay, parentheses. Crack and Cocaine.
Number 6, Alcohol. That's the one you just heard. Number 7, Just Say No. Talk about not creative. Number 8.
You got to have that one on there somewhere.
Smart Kids. Number 9. Make Your Body Last. That one's a good one.
By doing cocaine, it's a time dilation drug.
Number 10. I'll Decide on My Own. Number 11. I'm Glad I'm Me.
Let's hear I'm Glad I'm Me.
I can't do I'm Glad I'm Me. I don't know the time code, and this is all one big file, but I'll play the one that I was going to play to close us out, which is the one right before that, Make Your Body Last.
That sounds like it could be a John Mayer song.
Girl, I want to make your body last. I like the background singers in this one too. Great, right?
I'm not finding the groove as much in that one. I feel like they're kind of phoning it in near the end. Throwing some filler tracks on there.
They're phoning it in now.
Well, Crack and Cocaine was obviously their best riff.
The whole thing's fucking genius. I will stand by that. I'm going to try to get you this cassette. It's going to be in your cassette collection for sure.
I would own and cherish that.